We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Stony Brook, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Certainly a tough day for your team at Delaware. The turnovers hurt you quite a bit. 31-3 loss as you've gone back and looked at that game. Just talk about your impressions and what happened.
Well, Delaware is a very well-coached team, as I knew going into it, and they play the game correctly, and they were efficient at everything they did. So, you know, when you lose those games, two things happen. Number one is the other team caused some of your problems. Number two is you didn't execute where you be. Being in this business for 38 years, you always get one of those every so often that you want to just throw in the garbage. And that was Saturday's Stony Brook side. But all the credit goes to Coach Rocco and his team for causing the issues during the game. So we moved forward, had practice, just got off the field and had a good workout.
First question from Mike Lowe. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Doing well.
I want to ask you because, you know, Maine lost the previous week to Delaware and then they come out and they win this week. When you look at those two games, Chuck, what do you take from Maine from watching them play against Delaware and then watching them play against Albany?
You know, I think first and foremost, you know, as I just said, you have one of those games. I think that was not typical of Maine when they went down there. They gave some things up in turnovers and field position. What I saw last Saturday against Albany is on film is what I expect the Maine team to be. Physical, tough, persevere through conflict, play good physical defense, lock up your receivers, create things on offense with deception. So, you know, I think each week you got to evaluate who you're playing. I think we're playing a very good football team who performance did not surprise me against Albany.
When you look at their team, what can you say about the quarterback, Joe Fagnano, coming off the player of the week here?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he had a terrific campaign last year. We did not play against them. Had a chance to view him on film. And for a young quarterback as a first-time starter, I thought he was very, very productive and a very good leader. And I think that just showed last Saturday. He's got the tools each week to control the game and be successful.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
Next question, Chuck, from Daniel Singhamer. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Coach. Obviously, you guys were without Tykel Fields for an extended chunk of Saturday's game. It's still early in the week, of course, so you may not know as much early on, but is there any update you could offer on his status as far as leaving that game Saturday?
Yeah, he practiced today, so he's all set.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Next question, Chuck, from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Larry.
Yeah, just the wide receiver for Maine, Miller, 8 catches, 144 yards. What problems does he pose your secondary?
You know, I think between him and the quarterback, they've got they're on the same page. Coach at Maine, Coach Charlton and his offensive staff create scenarios to get him the ball. So, you know, you've got to play sound defense. You know, I think the one thing that Delaware did successfully is keep the ball in front of them, making sure they had the zones covered and didn't give big plays up. But I think it's going to be the same for us. We're going to have to just play very sound football. And, you know, when you start worrying about one person, you can get yourself in trouble. So just playing good sound defense, but certainly a good tandem coming off last week.
How about defensively, offensively? What do you feel you're going to have to do to have success against Maine?
Well, it's been a couple of years since we played them, but every time we've played them, it's been a physical battle. They are very, very good defensively. Their front plays the game correctly. They play into your guys. Linebackers fit their gap. They're not scared to bring pressure at you. So you got to play sound football. Personally, we just have to get back to doing what Stony Brook does. We're not a team that's going to drop back and throw the ball that many times as the second quarter went on. And we've got to get back to controlling the line of scrimmage. And if we can control the line of scrimmage, I think it'll be a very good football game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chuck, when you look back, how did you feel like your defense played against Delaware? They are obviously put in some tough spots, only gave up 318 yards. Obviously, the turnovers put them on the field a lot. What was your kind of assessment about how you guys played defensively?
Yeah, I mean, I think in both games we've played well. We can play better. We had an interesting game on Saturday in the perspective of us. But they did a good job scheming us twice in the red zone, hit us for two big strike plays for touchdowns. And then the third touchdown that they had was a fumble pick up and run in from one of their receivers to another receiver. Now, you call that luck or you call it working hard. They still had the ball in their possession. So that was 21 points. And then, as you articulated, five turnovers, the number of penalties, being behind the chains offensively and giving the ball back in field position. So I think we've played good. I think we can play better.
Okay. One of the guys just individually, Chris Campbell, six tackles, forced a couple of fumbles in that game. Just maybe talk about some of the individuals that you felt like turned in good efforts on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, real proud of Chris. Chris is third year in the program, two consecutive years. He missed entire seasons because of shoulder surgery. We've had some injuries at linebacker, unfortunately. So he's been pressed into duty, and he did a terrific job there defensively. I thought also Dakar Edwards, with Sam Kamara being out last weekend and not playing Dakar Edwards, who's a three technique for us, has come in both games when Sam was hurt and has played very well and respectably so. Give those guys a lot of credit. They were a little bit banged up on defense going into the Delaware game. And other guys have stepped to the plate. And that's what football is all about. Tony was asked, how do you view every game? You got to view it to win. But we are getting vital kids experience. And, I think as coaches, we got to look at this as a week-to-week, but also a 17-game season. It's one of the things I preached to my team before we got started. This is trying to be the best team over 17 weeks, six now, 11 this fall.
Have you had the opportunity? I know everybody kind of talked about in the preseason to be able to work a lot of guys into the lineup. I mean, some as you touched on, is injuries, so you've had to, but has that been a concerted effort to try to play more guys?
I think absolutely in the practice part of it, we definitely have platooned more and gotten guys more work, which is probably coming to on Saturdays, maybe not being efficient. The number of penalties in the league and the lack of great special teams play is showing that in every game, in my opinion. And that's why Delaware's won two games, to be perfectly honest with you. They've played it pretty well from those two perspectives. Everybody else has had their growing pains with that stuff. And then you combine it with potential guys not being able to participate for whatever reasons. It's challenging your depth, but Tony's playing as his third string quarterback. That's never great, but he's going to be a better football team and a better football program for enduring that.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.